Stop 2, community garden and solar array. Here on the right is our community garden, a fenced-in area with many small garden plots and a solar array. Most of the plots are rented to Mass Audubon members, who grow an assortment of vegetables, flowers, herbs, and berries for themselves and their families and friends. We invite you to use the wooden benches located just outside the garden gate. These benches were designed and built by a local Eagle Scout. The tree trunk bases are from a pine tree that came down in a storm. We also invite you to enter the garden area and visit the common gardens. Please be aware that the ground surface may become uneven as you proceed farther into the garden area. You will immediately encounter two raised planting boxes, one at a comfortable height for someone using a wheelchair, and one at a height for someone more comfortable standing. Some stems of the plants grown last summer may remain, and they may still provide the fragrances of summer if you smell them. Nearby are the Moon and Sun Herb Gardens, which we invite you to visit. The Sun Garden on the left and the Moon Garden on the right are filled in summer with many beautiful, fragrant flowering herbs. These gardens were created and are cared for by the Habitat Intergenerational Program, or HIP. The herbs are used for tasting, touching, and teaching. The bench in the Moon Garden is available for anyone who wants to rest and enjoy this beautiful setting. Finally, there is the Children's Garden, where vegetables, flowers, and herbs are tended and used by habitat educators and children in spring through fall programs. At the rear of the community garden on the left is a ground-mounted solar array. You are welcome to touch the panels and perhaps feel the warmth of the sun on their surface. If there is snow on the panels, you can brush it away. Snow usually melts quickly and slides off the glass surface once the sun is shining. An underground cable carries the electricity to Habitat's visitor center. The solar array provides about 30% of this sanctuary's electricity needs. Mass Audubon is committed to reducing its reliance on fossil fuels. All Mass Audubon-staffed sanctuaries produce at least some of their own electricity and offset the remainder of their demand with purchases of renewable energy credits. To exit the garden, use the same exit through which you entered. Straight ahead is a wooden barrier, and behind the barrier is a row of boulders. The All Persons Trail continues to the left of the barrier and boulders along the Meadow Trail. It curves to the left and then straightens out. Stop 3 is 304 feet from Stop 2. Along the way, at 61 feet, is a turnoff to the right, which leads to a picnic area with several picnic tables, including an accessible one. Please feel free to enjoy this picnic area, weather permitting, before moving on to Stop 3.